I'm Marco Werman with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We were talking earlier on the show today about democracy, and what started us thinking about that was Donald Trump's tweet about burning the flag. He said there should be consequences for people who do that, like losing their citizenship. It's a First Amendment issue, though, freedom of speech. Maybe we shouldn't take that for granted now. People in Cuba certainly don't. There's a high price to pay there if you speak too freely. So with Fidel Castro gone now, what's going to change? Tanya Bruguera is a Cuban artist and dissident. She's now based here in the U.S. and would like to go back to Havana. But because she's a dissident, she's waiting a few weeks to see how things shake out. Cuban authorities have arrested her three times in recent years. Tanya Bruguera says Fidel's death has stirred up deep emotions for Cubans, and she thinks that each response needs to be respected.
I think the most important thing is that everybody has the right to feel what they feel. Mm. And every Cuban now, the lesson is to know how to accept everybody's feeling without judging.
The whole idea of what's going to change in terms of freedom of expression is a very personal one for you as an artist. Can you imagine, like right now, being on the island and bringing Cubans together for a performance? Mm-hmm. And what sort of event would you invite them to? What would you want to say?
I think the piece I did where I tried to put the microphones so people could say what they wanted the country to be, you know, have for the first time the opportunity in public to bring all the different voices. And I think, unfortunately, this performance is still needed.
Has it happened? Did it ever happen?
Well, I tried and it brought me into a lot of trouble, and I was in jail several times, and for 8 months I couldn't go out of the country. So I think, yeah, that's the thing that needs still to be done.
So how do you think freedom of expression is going to open up in Cuba, or is it?
I don't think it's going to open up with Raul. Raul, unfortunately, is afraid of his own people. Raul is a president that's afraid of the Cubans.
What's he afraid of?
I think he has been in the shadows for too long. He's the number two for all his life, so it's hard to be number one. But secondly, I think he knows his limitations as a president. He was set up to be the transitional president, which is great, and everybody was very excited about it. But then we realized that all the changes, quote-unquote, that he made were done during the negotiation with the American government. As soon as the negotiation were resumed, all of these, quote-unquote, advances were resumed, and some of them were changed back to where it were before. So I think people understand that this is very theatrical moment, which is different from Fidel. Fidel was a more emotional, also manipulative, but in a smarter way.
When you talk about the Cuban people, talk a little bit more about Cuban youth and millennials, because there's a sense that they're quite apathetic. I mean, a lot of them want to leave the island. Those who can, those who were able to, did already. Mm-hmm. How do they play into what happens next in Cuba?
We need somebody in power that is able to create an imaginary of the country that attracts the people who have thought it's a failed project.
And how does that person do that? And how is that person not going to be Raul Castro?
It's not going to be Raul because, for example, he opened up the idea of like, yes, Cubans can repatriate. So a lot of people got excited and repatriate in order to have businesses there or houses. And then they realized it was all theater again. You know, so when you have a country that is based in a script theater where you play no role, then there is no space for you to participate.
It's kind of interesting. I don't know how you feel, but it's kind of interesting that Fidel Castro's death comes on the heels of the election of Donald Trump. So one country opening up, maybe, while another is about to get more insular, maybe. What did young Cubans and the artists you know on the island make of the election of Donald Trump, and how do they think about that in terms of their own future?
I don't think only in Cuba, but I think everybody in the world is horrified. Everybody's freaking out. And in Cuba, also because I think Obama had a policy that really excited people in the island. Because, first of all, for the first time, the enemy was eliminated. Now we have, with Trump, a very strong enemy. And while I have to say that Obama should have been a little more strong on defending human rights in the island before he gives so much, I think his policy was correct. I have to say something. The most subversive, video. And the most subversive thing you could have in Havana was the circulation of Obama's speech when he was there. The government didn't want anybody to hear it.
Why not? What was he saying that was so provocative?
Obama didn't speak to Cubans as a president. He spoke to Cubans as a community organizer.
Hmm.
And he actually touched a lot of Cubans. You know, he actually made a lot of Cubans excited for the first time in a long time. And he actually made people think, yeah, I can make a change, small, medium, whatever, but I can make one change.
I mean, you say a lot of people in Cuba, all over the world, were horrified by the election of Donald Trump, but a lot of people weren't surprised, and a lot of people were not horrified. In fact, it fits perfectly into their worldview. I mean, whether it's in Russia or in India or in France or in England.
Or in Philippines.
Or in the Philippines.
Yes.
And I imagine there are a lot of Cuban Americans who voted for Donald Trump as well.
Yeah. Well, the Cuban Americans vote for Trump as group. And I was very disappointed, I have to say. They were willing to be looking at their problem first and only. They didn't see, I think, the big picture. And I'm not good at predictions, but I will predict that Trump, as soon as he sees a business opportunity, he will betray everybody, including the Cuban Americans.
Well, apparently he's already seeing business opportunities.
Absolutely,
he's not
of course.
Even president yet. I assume you'd like to go back to Cuba as soon as possible, but
yeah.
when will you go back?
And I've been,
what will
I've been
you do
already
artistically?
Three times.
Yeah.
And every time they wait for me in the airport, and I have around an hour and a half or 2 hour interrogation session, which I never understand why they're doing it, because I don't know what the goal of it is, other than making me think twice before I go back or maybe me feel uncomfortable to be back, and also when I leave.
As far as returning anytime soon, you still think?
Yes, I'm coming. Yeah. I'm going back in a few weeks.
We wish you great luck. Will you try and do a performance when you're back?
Yes.
Lovely to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
Nice seeing you. Thank you for having me.
Cuban artist and dissident Tania Bruguera.